Okay, tonight's topic would have been more appropriate for last week's Sedra as opposed to this week's Sedra, but it was widely reported in the Israeli media this week that there was a situation of one of the people that was killed on Simchas Torah who was buried this week. And because the person was not halachically Jewish, they were buried on the other side of a mechitza on the corner of a Jewish cemetery, which created a whole taharam in the media that how could it be that someone who was killed together with all these other Jews wasn't buried together with other Jews. And there was also a report of another family, an intermarried family, where the father was Jewish, the mother and the kids not, and they also were buried on the other side of the mechitza in another cemetery. So what I wanted to discuss this evening is the background for such considerations and whether there are potential grounds to allow for a more integrated kvura under these circumstances. And these kinds of questions can manifest themselves as they have in a few different scenarios. You could have a totally non-Jewish individual intermarried to a Jew who wants to be buried next to the Jewish partner. You could have a non-halachic convert who wants to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. Or you could have a person who is in a conversion process but hasn't yet converted. Some of the reports this week about this particular instance indicated that the woman who was killed was, or at some point was, or maybe up to this point was, in a conversion process, and that may change the calculus as well. Some of the marmokamos that, a good number of the marmokamos that we will discuss this evening are included in a very nice article written in a collection originally published in Tradition. Then a couple of decades ago, Tradition came out with a booklet entitled The Conversion Crisis, different articles from the Tradition archives about conversion issues. There's an article written by Rabbi Moshe Yaris of, I believe, Philadelphia, Burial of Non-Halachic Converts. So some of what we'll talk about this evening comes from Mar Makoma cited in his article. These kinds of controversies didn't just start now. Rabbi Yaris quotes in his article, there was such a controversy in 1984. I found a little item from the New York Times about that in, where to go over here? I think it was March 7th, 1984. There was a report of a non, the title of the article, page A10, Body in Israel Put Back in a Jewish Cemetery. What was reported was that there was a Holocaust survivor who was intermarried to another Holocaust survivor, wasn't Jewish. She passed away, was buried in a Jewish cemetery. And then, according to this report, her grave was transferred to a different cemetery by, quote, rigorously Orthodox Jews. And then the Supreme Court ruled that she had to be reburied where she started, and then the police reburied her where she was originally buried. Okay, so this whole discussion as to necessity for Kfiras Yisrael and not burying Nachrim B'Kfiras Yisrael comes from the following. There is a Gemara in the end of Perek HaNizakin, in the end of Perek HaNizakin in Gittin Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara, the list of different things that are done Mimnei Darkei Shalom, tells us Tanu Rabbanan, Mefarnesin Aniyei Nachrim Im Aniyei Yisrael, that we give tzedakah, we support non-Jewish poor together with the Jewish poor. So we visit the non-Jewish sick together with the Jewish sick. The and we bury the non-Jewish dead together with the Jewish dead. Nay, Darkei Shalom. So what does that mean? Im Yisrael. If you read it literally, it sounds like you bury the non-Jewish dead in the same cemetery as the Jewish dead. Says Rashi, Im Yisrael. Lo b'kivei Yisrael. Doesn't mean that you actually bury the non-Jews together with the Jews in the same Beis HaChayim. It means that if you find non-Jewish casualties together with Jewish casualties, then you have to be osek in their tzarchei kvura. Says the Ran there on the Rif that it's not as limited as Rashi would make it sound either. He says, Peirush Rashi, so it sounds like only if they're found killed together with Meisei Yisrael, but lishan ladafka doesn't mean only that scenario. Dehu adin, misha nimsu meisei avdik hachavim levad. Even if you find non-Jewish dad alone, Shemes Afkim Heaven Day Hashalom, that you have to deal with them and bury them and provide whatever the needs are. Nay, Darkei Shalom. But implicit in the Rishonim's reading of the Gemara, that is not literally Meisei Nachrim in Meisei Yisrael, but it means that if you're being Osek in Meisei Yisrael, you also have to be Osek in Meisei Nachrim. So implicit in that is the fact that you can't bury Meisei Akum among Meisei Yisrael. How do we know that? So the Ran tells us that is connected to a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Ran concludes there, Mikal Malkam Loshi Yukfura Mosan Eithla Yisrael, doesn't mean next to the Yisrael Amish, the Ein Korvin Rasha Eithla Tzadik. Now, Lord, I was asking you, man, that you just deal with it. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Ein Korvin Rasha Eithla Tzadik. How do we know that? So the Gemara quotes the Maisa by Elisha, that someone who wasn't such a tzaddik was buried next to Elisha and then came back to life. So that indicates that it's not a good idea to bury a tzaddik Eitzel Russia. You're not allowed to bury a tzaddik Eitzel Russia. So this din that we just saw, the Gemara in Gittin of Kovrin Meisei Akum, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Yeridei Simin Shin Samach Zayin Sif Aleph, Kovrin Meisei Akum and Menachem and Meleimen Dei Darkei Shalom, that you are Osek in the Kfura of Nachrim because of Darkei Shalom. Says the Shach over there, Sivkatan Aleph, Hainu Shemishtadlim, with Mesa, Mother Kavan, means that you have to be Osek, you have to deal with and assist in their burial when necessary. Says the Gon over there, Be'er Agra, as we said, when the Gemara tells you im, it's lav dafka, it doesn't mean with literally, it doesn't mean next to. And it goes to Yushami as well, that doesn't have the lashon of im, so it's clear in the Yushami. So as we saw, it doesn't mean that you can bury next to Yisraelim Kipshuta. And that then of Enkovrin Rasha Yisrael Tzadik, that is quoted in Simon Shin Samach Bey, Sifhei. Enkovrin Rasha Yisrael Tzadik, Afila Rasha Chamri Yisrael Rasha Kal. Enkovrin Tzadik, Kasher Beinoni, Yisrael Chatzin Muflux. So the different gradations as to whom could be buried next to who. So to the extent that there are restrictions on who can be buried next to whom, even among Yisraelim, that there are different classifications. Says if Shlomo Le'eger over there, Gilyan Marasha on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Haresi, Shalom Dem Eitzel Missionaries, that if you have someone who shmatted, Yerchiku L'Kovro Yoser Mishmona Amos Mikavri Yisrael Kasher. So you can still bury that Mishumad in, or the person that was Nimshach Acher, the missionaries, in Kvuras Yisrael. However, the kever should be 8 amos away from the kever of Yisrael Kasher. Kvuras Barhetev, by a menuda, Tvusas Ameis is considered 4 amos. The sphere of influence, the area that is considered the property of the Ameis is 4 amos. So this Ameis is 4 amos, and that Ameis is 4 amos, it gives you 8 amos. So he says that if you're going to bury someone who's a Rasha next to a Kasher, you can't bury next to, but outside of 8 Amos is not considered next to. So Ramosha discusses in Yeridea Chela Gimel Simin Kuf Mem Zayin. What happens if there's an intermarried couple and they want to bury the non-Jewish spouse in a Jewish cemetery next to the Jewish spouse? So Moshe says, if it was up to us, we obviously not allow such a thing. But if there's a cemetery that wants to have such a section for intermarried couples, it's not you, the local rabbi's responsibility to protest. It's not the Balabatim's responsibility to protest, as long as they have a separate section for Shomrei Torah. So you have to make sure that these other people are not buried next to the chair, next to the Shomrei Torah. But if they're buried in a different section of the Jewish cemetery, that's not something to fight over. Ramosha says as well, in Yeridea Cheli Beis, Simin Kuf Nun Beis, 1963, You have a cemetery. There wasn't a special section for Shomer Shabbos and a special section for Mechale Shabbos. So the rabbi wants to know what's the proper procedure, how to address this situation. So Moshe says, that din of Ein Kovrin Moshe Yitzel Tzadik, that may be considered din d'oraisa halacha l'Moshe Misinai. If you don't know someone's a Mechal Shabbos, you don't necessarily have to be choshesh where you're going to bury them. But if someone's a Meforsam as a Mechal Shabbos, you don't need Eidus to say that he's a Mechal Shabbos. And then you have to be Marachik Shmona Amos, 5 yards in local measurements. That's what he says. If someone's a Mechal Shabbos is buried in a cemetery, so you have to make sure that there's Shmona Amos between that kever and other kvarim. Fine. And then Rabbi Yaris in his article points out not everyone agrees with Ramosha's allowance to have an intermarry non-Jew in a separate section on the side of the cemetery, nowhere near everyone else. He quotes a tshuva of Shailas Moshe Wasserman, someone in the Rabbanut in the early years of the Medina, Yerodea Simon Sadiches, who prohibits burying Nachrim in a Jewish cemetery, even in a separate section. But it sounds like Moshe's position is generally accepted if there is a need, meaning if there are cemeteries that have such a reality, then as long as the Shomer Shabbos have a different section, a different part of the cemetery, that's not the end of the world. Ramosha also discusses Chelik Aleph Yerodea Simin Kuf Samach, a non-halachic convert, someone who went through a conservative conversion. So the bulk of the Shuvah Moshe explains why a conservative conversion is not halachically valid at all. And then the question is, can that person be buried B'Kfuras Yisrael? It says for Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Samach, do you, the local rabbi, need to be mocha and make a machlokes gedola to prevent this person from being buried B'Kfuras Yisrael? So he says, even though, obviously, they should listen to you if all things being equal, but that din of Ein Kovrin Mesei Akum B'Kfuras Yisrael is based on the notion of Ein Kovrin Rasha Eitzel Tzadik. And even when it comes to Rasha Eitzel Tzadik, as long as there's a separation, that is sufficient. So as long as Shomrei Torah are not buried in proximity to this non-halachic convert, as long as you have 8 amos of a separation, then that's good enough. He doesn't think that going to war over this is worth it. The Shomrei Torah will be marking Shmona Amos themselves. Sridei Eish, in the old version, Chelik Gimel, Simin, Kuf, in the new version, Chelik Beis, Simin, Sadites, was asked a similar question from the rabbi in Strasbourg, France. Someone who converted with the Liberalim, can they be buried with B'Kfuras Yisrael? So he quotes from Moshe. He says, Amnam, in your community, there are a lot of, most of the people are secular. And if you're not going to allow this person to be buried, it's going to create a big machlokes. Even so, you should make sure that these non-halachic converts are buried in a separate row, 8 amos away from Kivrei Yisrael Kisherim. Rabbi Yekasiel Greenwald, the author of the Kolba of Avelis, the Rav in Columbus, two generations ago, he has a little piece in Chelik Beis. Niskaira Umesa, there was a person that ostensibly went through a Orthodox conversion, but it wasn't done by rabbis. It was done by some reverend in a small town. And turns out this person was married to a Kohen, Be'isser, so he was choshesh that the gevurah wasn't good because it was a chus midaber echad situation where the person was converting to marry a Kohen. And it doesn't sound like they're necessarily the most observant. So he's mefakpek about the validity of the gevurah to begin with. He thinks that if it really would have been a good gevurah, he should have gone to Cleveland and done it with proper rabbis, not some reverend in some small town. But he says to the bottom line, despite all his concerns and considerations, that maybe it wasn't a good gevurah. But if you're not going to accept such a person into a Jewish cemetery at all, that's going to create a chil Hashem. People are going to say, this person left their religion. She clearly was identifying as Jewish and living at least her traditional lifestyle, if not an observant lifestyle. People will say this person left their religion and now they became Jewish and the Jews aren't letting her be buried in their cemeteries. So he says, bury before Yisrael, but 4 amos away from Anashim Sherim, you should bury her in an area with people of similar background.
4 amos away.
He says 4 amos, it would be 4 amos and 4 amos, but a distance. And some of the formulations, in some Rav Moshe's Tshuvas, he talks about a mechitz, and some of them he talks about Michuk Shmana Amos. A little bit unclear if it's either or what the relative requirements of both of those are. Fine. With all that background, are there other potential grounds to allow for a more integrated Kvuras Yisrael in the situation at hand? So there's a Bach in the end of Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, Yerideya Kuf Nun Aleph. And the Bach discusses the Gemara in Gittin that we started with. And he writes as follows, Mi Yesh Lomar, Dema Shekasav Im Meisei Yisrael, literally together with Meisei Yisrael, Lav L'diyuka Ka'amar, Debelo Meisei Yisrael Lo Yikbor, but it doesn't mean that you only bury Meisei Akum if you're burying them together with Meisei Yisrael. Fine. That if you find these non-Jews killed together with Jews, Yachol Likbor Meseyem B'Kivrei Yisrael, you can bury them B'Kivrei Yisrael. The Afal Gav Ein Safek Shein Korvin Goy Eisel Yisrael. What do you mean? You're not allowed to bury a non-Jew in a Jewish cemetery. Dafilu Yisrael Rosh Ein Korvin Eisel Sadik Kol Shekein Goy Eisel Yisrael. Get the cost of Iran. Mikol Makom Yachol Likbor Mesey Goyim in Mesey Yisrael. B'chatzer echad, b'mnei darkei shalom, kevan, shematzam harugim yachad. Even though in general you can never bury Meisei Akum with Meisei Yisrael, but if they're found killed together, then you can bury them together, b'chatzer echad. It sounds like that's a super darkei shalom. Jews are murdered for being Jews, and there happens to be another non-Jew together with them. So the non-Jew also was murdered for being a Jew. They just didn't realize that that person wasn't Jewish. So, Ein lecha darkei shalom gadol mizeh. So says the Bach. Shuvas melami lehovel, chele bei simen kuf kuf zayin, David Zvi Hoffman. It's talking about a situation that created a whole taram in his time, where there was a non-Jew who was a young child of a intermarried couple who was not Jewish, was buried before Israel, that created a whole taram. So Toch HaDvarim, he says, nah, pshat in that Bach doesn't mean that you could bury the Meisei Akum Mamish next to the Meis Israel. His lashon was B'chatzer Echad. Chatzer Echad, the same general area, doesn't mean next to Mamish. Okay, so that's a question. How much of a diyuk do you want to make in that Bach? We were talking to Rabbi Willig earlier today. He said off the cuff that we sometimes say, Kedai Yavach Lismach Alav B'Shas HaTchak. So this may be a situation where kedai lismach alav b'shas hadchak. Rabbi Yaris, in his article, then quotes the following two marmakamos. Are there grounds to potentially be more liberal if you have someone who's in a conversion process who hasn't yet converted? So tshuva of the Tzvor HaKesef, Reb Chaim Gatinaz, Salonika 1756, Kod l'ikari hadad yardei, ikari hadad is in the back of the massive, humongous, old Shulchan Aruch that no one sells anymore. Simen lamed hei os mem. So he writes as follows. This is in the original illegible print. Maisa haya v'shivchas gaya shelagvir Yaakov. Shahaisa chola. So there is this shivcha, non-Jewish shivcha, of this gvir, who was sick, and she wanted that they should be megayer her. So Bezdin went to be megayer her. She was mekabel mitzvos in front of a Bezdin, but before she was able to go to the mikvah, she passed away. And even though she hadn't yet gone to the mikvah, so she wasn't halachically Jewish, they made tachrichin, the aron, chatan hakneses, the kavrua toch kivrei Yisrael. And they buried her in a Jewish cemetery, no reference to even any separation. Shuva Zakan Aaron, Constantinople, 1734. Sha'altem al Isha Acha Shivchas Yehudi. Shenis Yada, Haisa Shomer Shabbosos, Mitzvos, Divayat Somos. So she was living a relatively observant lifestyle, but she didn't have a gerus, and she didn't go to the mikvah. Ella, the Baal, who was the Adon, had her mekabel certain things, and went to the mikvah b'shem gerus, but it wasn't b'fnei Bezdin, and then she passed away, and part of the shaila was kvura on Yantav Sheni. And what is her status? So his bottom line, the shaila was that they already buried her before Israel. So they were asking, they shot and then they asked afterwards. So he says, at least as a justification, that since she had kavanah mitzvos geirus, and they already buried her before Israel, and you don't want the goyim to say, this is what you do to Jews who convert, so leave her before Israel. There's a shul in the Minchas Elazar, the Munkasher Chel Gimel Simen Ches, which our Avbezdin, Rav Gedalia the Shvorz Zichrono Livracha, like to quote. The bulk of the tshuva was about a situation of a Jewish or intermarried couple. Someone is married to a non-Jewish woman, and then they have a child. The child had a mila, not really the shame gerus, and then the child passed away. So could the child be buried the Kfuris Yisrael? But there was no gerus process going on. But Toch HaDvarim, he discusses the following. What would the status be of a mal v'lo tavel? Someone went to the mikvah, someone had a mila l'shem gerus, didn't yet go to the mikvah, and then passed away. So that was the whole literature that we've discussed here in the past on occasion, the Warder Crescent Maisa, 1848, the mal v'lo tavel in Yerushalayim, with Rav Asher Lemel, and the whole literature about that. So the Minchas Elazar says, if you had such a situation of a ger shamal v'lotavel and then passes away, he says lo yizba ladas, it's inconceivable sheyiperu b'kivrei nachrim shekevan shekibol lam mesiras nefesh likanes tachas kanfei ashkina kedas Yisrael v'suei milu chayose akarcha chalila lis achzer larchiko lasuma ben kivrei akum. So he's moser nefesh to go through mila, even though he didn't yet do the tefillah. So it's inconceivable that you should bury him in non-Jewish cemetery. It says in parentheses, do you have to be markish mona amos sarachil lemaisa? So says the Munkacher. So we had a mice that I remember about 15, 16 years ago of someone who was in the conversion process ready to complete. The problem was that he was still civilly married to his non-Jewish spouse, that the civil divorce was taking a long time to complete. They had already been separated for a while, but the civil divorce was dragging on. It wouldn't be Megai or something until the civil divorce is done because he's still legally married to another non-Jew who's not converting. So as things got delayed, the person passed away in an out-of-town community. So Rav Schwartz paskened, even though they're based on this Minchas Elazar, but this is more like the Tzvora Kesef, he didn't even do a Mila. It wasn't a Mavlo Tavla, it was low Mavlo Tavla. But he basically was holding at the end of the finish, at the finish line for Geirus. So Schwartz thought he could be buried B'kfuras Yisrael, B'richuk Shmon Amos, Jewish cemetery, separate section, or 8 Amos away from other Kfarim. I think we had a Maisa also, I think there was such a Maisa where Schwartz also passed by a female convert who's holding at the end, but there is no Mila, but it wasn't yet Tfila, but he thought that that's enough, far enough along in the process, that would allow for Kfura in a Jewish cemetery, albeit B'richuk Shmona Amos. Ramosha seems to disagree with the Munkacher. Yaradei Achele Beis Simen Kuf Memtes, where he's asked a similar question about a Mal V'lo Taval, and Ramosha says he should not be buried before Israel, but you don't have to go to war over it if they're not going to listen. Again, as long as there's a separation, either he raised Dalet Amos or a fence. But he's not. So at the end of the day, it's not that much different than the Munkacher. The Munkacher says, bury before Israel. He wasn't sure about the Shmon Amos. So Moshe says, you should have buried before Israel, but it's not the end of the world if you do, as long as it's Berichuk some distance. So there's not that much of a difference in philosophy, meaning in orientation, there's a lot of difference. The Munkacher, who was not known as a Mako, was saying, lo yitakan, you can't bury him before Israel. You just have to figure out the details. And Moshe's starting point is to definitely not bury him before Israel, but if you need to, then you can work out the details. So bottom line, Benito and Didan, I just reported this morning that the local Rabbanut in the place where that cemetery was lowered the mechitza and put some grass or trees over it to minimize the partition. But it does seem that, depending on the particular of the case, which I don't have any hard data on what the details were, but there might be what to discuss between the Spach, that maybe if you have a Nochri that's killed together with Yisrael, there are more grounds to allow Kfur B'Kfuras Yisrael in some level, and the possibility to Nachron, that someone is part of a conversion process, even not at the end, maybe there are more grounds for allowing Kfuras Yisrael, albeit it sounds like B'Richuk Shmon Amos. So all that may be relevant to the issue at hand. There was no conversion. There's some in a report somewhere that she was in a process, or there was a process. No, she definitely did not convert. That wasn't the needle. Okay.